Happy Pentecost. Well, this Sunday, the great solemnity of Pentecost, as we celebrate how God sent the Holy Spirit upon the apostles and our Blessed Lady gathered in the upper room 50 days after our Lord's resurrection. In our gospel, we just heard, on the evening of that first day of the week when the doors were locked where the disciples were for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in their midst and said to them, "Peace be with you. Peace be with you." And we might ask, why were those the first words of our risen Lord? Peace be with you. Why peace? You know, why not something else? As you may recall, we just celebrated a week ago the one-year anniversary of the election of Pope Leo. And you may recall when Pope Leo took to the loggia in St. Peter's Square, those were his first words to the world as the Holy Father. Peace be with you all. And our Lord, who comes with that message, that announcement, peace be with you. Because this peace isn't just an abstract idea or a polite greeting. It's the gift of the risen Christ himself. It's the peace that only Jesus can give. It's the peace St. Augustine searched for when he wrote, "Our hearts are restless until they rest in thee." And peace in the Christian sense isn't merely calm or the absence of conflict or suffering or division or trial any more than we might say love is the absence of hatred. It's not as though a loving spouse says to their spouse, "Oh, honey, I don't hate you." We don't do that, right? Peace is the same. It's a positive presence. Peace is something positive. The peace Jesus gives is his own presence, the Holy Spirit dwelling in us. It's the peace that makes us whole. In fact, the original Greek from the gospel that our Lord uses here is eirene. Eirene, which comes from the verb meaning to make whole, to make complete. To unite. It's the presence of Christ himself dwelling within us through the Holy Spirit. And that's important, brothers and sisters, because Jesus never promised his disciples an easy life, you know, free from suffering or opposition or trial. In fact, he promises the opposite. All right, last weekend, you'll recall, as I preached with the Solemnity of the Ascension on the witness of the martyrs. And the apostles would experience that almost immediately after Pentecost. Yet Christ still says, "Peace be with you. Peace be with you." Because his peace doesn't come from below, from favorable circumstances. It comes from above. It doesn't come from a sense of worldly security. It comes from above. As Jesus says at the Last Supper, we'd read earlier in John's gospel, "My peace I give you. Not as the world gives, do I give it to you." And of course, those are the same words we hear again after the Our Father at the Mass. They're words from the risen Christ, the same risen Lord who's then present among us at the altar. You know, the world often thinks peace comes when conflict disappears. But brothers and sisters, Pentecost shows us something much deeper. Peace comes when Christ is present. Peace comes when Christ is present. And yet notice something that's really remarkable in this gospel. Jesus gives this peace to these men who are still afraid. You know, the doors are still locked, right? Some of them certainly still had doubts. They don't appear ready. And yet Jesus comes into their midst and says, "As the Father has sent me, so I send you." It's as if our Lord is saying, I have made you whole. I have made you whole. You are now complete. I am now sending you forth as the Father has sent me. And Pentecost shows us that God doesn't wait for perfect people before sending them on mission. the apostles who were weak, fearful, divided, uncertain, but filled with the Holy Spirit, they became bold witnesses for Christ. Once the apostles received that peace, they could no longer remain behind locked doors. You've heard the saying, God doesn't call the equipped, but he equips the called. God doesn't call the equipped, he equips the called. You know, the question for us, brothers and sisters, isn't whether we feel fully prepared to follow Christ, to bear witness to him. It's whether we are willing to let him send us. It's whether we are willing to let him send us. God simply asks for our courage and he supplies the rest. Because the same Holy Spirit given to the apostles has been given to you and me. And the mission of Pentecost continues today. The Holy Spirit sends us out now to bring the presence of Christ, to bring his peace into the world, into our families, into our parish, our community, our workplaces, and every place God sends us. Wherever we bring God, wherever we bring the presence of Christ, we bring his peace. We bring his peace. And as we continue in prayer, as I mentioned at the end of Mass, the same risen Lord who stood in the midst of his apostles will remain here with us in the Blessed Sacrament. And so in this time of worship after Mass, with Eucharistic adoration, let us ask the Holy Spirit to open our hearts to receive the peace that only Christ can give and the courage to carry that peace wherever he sends us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.